It makes sense that you're here. Makes sense. Where's your buddy? Okay.
You seem to be. I mean, is it unusual? I mean, is this just a night where you know you're going to get the other team's best shots? I mean, with where you are in the league right now, I mean, they come out or jump on it, you get real flat.
I don't know. I would think every team's getting everybody's best shot, you would think. Let's be honest, we've had, we'll be just about to the quarter pole here, we've had one hell of a start. And it's frustrating, yes, when you lose a hockey game, but you know, I've only had to stand up here a handful of times and answer questions after a loss. And but in saying that, tonight was a little bit of a reality check for us, there's no question. Not in the grand scheme of how the game was, but like how we came out. And it's just it's good, responsible players, and we're turning pucks over in the first shift. And it's, you got to work and you got to be responsible. And we weren't responsible, and all of a sudden, 40 seconds in, we're down 1-0. And then it was just a trickle-down effect. It's just we were off. And we didn't, I think we thought it was a midweek game, and it was starting at 7:30. But weekend game at 7, and it took us three quarters of the first period before we got anything going. And then ultimately, you go down 4-0, and you've got 8 or 19 minutes to come back. I was going to take my chances on a team that could do it. It's you know, the team I'm standing behind. But it was just forced tough.
Did that slow start sort of feed into, because it looked like you were fighting the puck in many instances. Passes just weren't quite as crisp. You saw Cooch kind of lose the puck, trying to make a move a couple times. There was a lot of that going on.
We were, I don't know, we were off. It just felt off. It felt we were either, the puck was behind, the puck was ahead, the puck was bouncing over here. But I also attribute that a little bit to, again, was our start. We just didn't start well, and you got to give the Islanders a little bit of credit. They came in here to win a hockey game, and there was no, this wasn't, we were down 4-0. I didn't think it was a 4-0 game, but they played hard. They blocked shots. Their goalie played well. We started to press. We made mistakes. Then we started giving up the odd man rushes, and it was like I was watching our team from the first week of the season. But the Islanders had a lot to do with that. So, Dougie Waite's done a good job.
Is there a time, you watch them on tape, obviously, you pre-scout, and you know that they can forecheck and they're going to be in your face. Is there a difference sometimes when you see that on tape compared to when you see a team for the first time and understand in real time how they play?
I don't know. This is, everybody in this league is good. And it's maybe matchups a little bit. I don't know. We haven't seen them, but that's, I don't know. Ultimately in this game, when you're playing 82 and you're playing some teams only twice or three times or whatever it is, you really should just concentrate on what you're doing. And we weren't doing things that we've done that have made us have success. Whether the puck was not bouncing our way, what's the old bumper sticker say in Forrest Gump? Yeah, exactly. That stuff happens. And it's, but I really believe when you work, and our team's done that. I can't say we don't work. Things more often not go your way. We didn't start working until 10, 15 minutes in the first period. We were behind and we just played catch up and it's tough.
In a game like this, you let's in the second one, you probably like to have it back. But he kept on fighting, and he made some terrific saves for him to kind of keep you in the game. Just still learning about him in some of these instances.
I don't know. I've learned he's a hell of a goalie. I'll tell you that. Is he going to sit there and say, Vassie's proud, and he'll probably take a line share and say, "Hey, I got to stop those." But how many odd man rushes did he stop? And it's. Every goaltender in this league gets hurt when a goal is scored against them. And you know, they wear it, you know, they wear it on their sleeve. And Vassy's won us so many games, and to be honest, he kept us in this one tonight in some parts. But we still generated more scoring chances tonight than we have in the last few games. We had five or six more than we did against Dallas, and you give their goaltender credit and their D credit. But we gave up scoring chances tonight. Very uncharacteristic of what we've done the last probably 3 weeks. We gave up a lot of, you know, 10 bell chances, and Vassy pretty much saved most of them. And as I said, it's tough to come back in this league. We gave up that fourth one early, and that was, you know, ultimately now that ends up to be the difference. But it's, I don't know, pretty proud of the guys in the first 20, and that's... turn the page in this one and get ready for Chicago.
Good. Thank you.